Welcome back to the student section where we're going to close out our show. We've got 10 minutes left and some change, and I said it on the outset of the break, we're going to talk some NFL draft. But instead of just, I guess, a rather dry, you know, this is a team, this is their needs, you know, this is who they could draft, that bores me. I don't like that kind of draft. I mean, I could talk it, and it could probably lead to a good discussion, but I prefer games. I like games in mind instead. So, and the game I have in mind, this is a game I've played before on past shows, a show last year. It's Superstar Starter Bust. It's like the playground game where, you know, marry one, bonk one, and kill one. I mean that's a rather morbid. I'm not sure if I can say that on air, but just so you guys understand, that's where the root of this comes. But either way, basically I'll name three players at a position, and like I said, you're going to pick one who's a superstar, one who is going to be a starter, and another who's going to be a bust. You know, a bust, they're inconsistent or they get out of the league. A starter, a role player maybe, an unimpressive career, but they stick in the league for, you know, 10 years maybe. Or a superstar who will just take the scene by storm. So just with that being said, you guys understand where I'm going for here?
Yes, yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah, alrighty. So first off, we're going to do... I just want this to be kind of quick. No, you know, not really too much analysis. I don't need to know how many yards or how many sacks the player has. Just, you know, just quick tell me, you know. I don't want a lot of research for this, obviously. So with that being said, let's just get into it. Starting with quarterbacks. So, superstar, starter, bust. Teddy Bridgewater, Johnny Manziel, Blake Bortles. We'll start with you, Billy.
See, I don't really think... Like, the one thing with this game is I don't think a lot of these guys will be superstars. I don't think a lot of these guys will be busts. But for the sake of the game...
Well, yeah, it's
I
like have, you have
I,
to
yeah,
pick one.
Yeah, for the sake of game, I have Manziel as my superstar because he has the highest upside. Bridgewater, starter, because, you know, he's going to be solid. And Bortles, bust, because he's too much risk.
I have Manziel as my superstar. I don't think there's too much explanation to be done there. And then as my emerging person, I actually have Bortles. And then as my bust, I have Bridgewater.
Wow, I disagree with everything about that. I think that think that Bridgewater is going to be a superstar. Manziel is going to be a starter. I love what he brings, but I don't think he'll get away with some of that stuff. But I do think he's got the arm talent. He's got the smarts, so I think he'll be a starter. And my bust is Bortles. I just think that Bortles, I haven't seen enough from him. But moving on from quarterbacks, we'll go SEC quarterbacks with a trio of SEC quarterbacks. So superstar, starter, bust, Aaron Murray, AJ McCarron, Zach Mettenberger.
Okay, I got Murray as a superstar because I just love Murray. He's incredible. I love
who
watching
doesn't
him play.
Guys.
Yeah, he kind of reminds me of Russell Wilson.
That face
the way,
he made on that one play. Do you remember seeing that?
Yeah, he kind of reminds me of Russell Wilson. That we're kind of discounting him. I have McCarron as starter because he's. I think he's not gonna be. I don't think he has a lot of upside. He's solid, and I have Mettenberger as a bust because there's a lot of concerns about him.
I'm gonna have to agree with everything you just said.
Man, that's boring.
Oh.
let's get some change. I'm going to go superstar Zach Mettenberger because he's going to be a Cardinal. And he's gonna
there we go. That explains that one.
I think AJ McCarron is the bust, and it's nothing against him. I just don't think he is... I just don't like his whole package compared to some of the other guys' whole
it's
package.
It's pretty dicey.
And Aaron Murray is a guy who... I'm like you, Billy. If it wasn't for the fact that I like Mettenberger a lot more, I would love Aaron Murray on my team. But with that being said, let's move on to another position, running back. So, superstar starter bust, Trey Mason... Jeremy Hill, Kadeem Carey.
They're all going to be starters to me. But anyways, if I had to choose one, I'd go Jeremy Hill as my superstar because he's just incredible. Kadeem Carey as my starter and Trey Mason as my bust. Not because I think he'll be a bust because I have to choose one and he went to Auburn.
I can't argue with that logic.
I agree about Trey Mason not being a bust, but in the group, he is my bust. My superstar, though, I have Kadeem Carey and then my starter is Jeremy Hill.
Kadeem Carey is a guy who, I mean, I have an Arizona background, so he's a guy I've seen a lot of. I like him, but he's a bust for me. I think he's of the guys. He's got the biggest chance to be a bust just because he's small in comparison to some of these other guys. Hill is not small at all. He is huge, as a matter of fact. But Hill, to me, he'll be like an Eddie Lacy, and I don't think Eddie Lacy is a superstar. But I think he's more of a starter type guy, or at least he will be in a couple years. And again, That's another argument, but Jeremy Hill's my starter. And Trey Mason, as much as it pains me to say, he's my superstar just because he was the Auburn offense these past 2 years. So moving on, we'll go wide receiver. I think I know what yours is going to look like here, Billy, but superstar starter bust, Allen Robinson from Penn State, Sammy Watkins from Clemson, and Marquise Lee from USC.
I have two superstars, but if I'm going to use one, I have to go with Allen Robinson. My parents went to Penn State, so slightly a homer there. But these guys, 6'3", great movement, quick off the line, can beat the press. Sammy Watkins is obviously an athletic freak, so I'm my starter. And Marquise Lee, a guy I think who will be good, but I think there's a lot of concerns with his game because he relies too much on his quickness.
I think Robinson is a great guy in a program, you know, that isn't necessarily the most reputable. But I think he does an amazing job. So he's my superstar. My starter is Marquise Lee, and my bust is Sammy Watkins. But they're good across the board.
My superstar is Sammy Watkins. And then from those two, I think those two guys are starters. But if I had to pick, Allen Robinson's the more likely to be the starter, just because Marquise Lee, to me, projects as like a prototypical number two. You know, he's and I don't want to put him as a label that as a bust, but
we have to choose one.
If we have to choose one, Marquise Lee is my bust. But moving on to SEC wide receivers, and, you know, you may have noticed some big names missing from that wide receiver core among the big ones. But this one is actually the toughest, I think, when I wrote this out. But superstar starter bust: Mike Evans, Jordan Matthews, or Odell Beckham Jr.
Jordan Matthews was my superstar because he works so hard, freakishly athletic, such an important player to Vanderbilt. I have Beckham Jr. as my starter because I've seen him torch Alabama enough times. And I actually think Mike Evans, even though he's such an athletic freak, he left college a little too early, and I think he's going to start off slow. I think he'll be good, but I think it's going to be hard for him initially, so I'll give him bust.
I think I have Matthews as my superstar. I have Evans as my starter. I think he's just a really solid athlete. And then I have Beckham Jr. as my bust.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you guys, but I have one difference. I think that of these guys, Mike Evans is my bust. Just because he... recency effect or whatever, but Evans is my bust because he relies a lot on his athleticism. An NFL corner will be able to, I guess, man up on him, even if he's a couple inches shorter. So Evans will need to develop some consistent route running in order to be a superstar, and I don't think that'll be instantly. So he's my bust. I agree with you completely. Also, being from the Madison area, I know full well the capabilities of Jordan Matthews.
Same here.
So Jordan Matthews is my superstar. I'm surprised he's not the best receiver in the in the draft. And with, I guess, by default, Odell Beckham Jr. is my starter. And so moving on to tight end, and we'll get this one pretty quickly just so we can touch on a couple defensive ones I have. But at the tight end position, superstar starter bust: Jace Amaro from Texas Tech, Austin Safarian Jenkins from Washington, and Eric Ebron from UNC.
Okay, I think Amaro has the best chance of being a solid contributor in the NFL. So I have my superstar, even though I don't think he'll be a superstar. Safarian Jenkins, super athletic. I think he'll be solid. I think Eric Ebron, you've seen that he's put on a lot of weight when he was initially supposed to be like the top pick. I'm worried about his speed. I'm worried how he's going to translate. So he's my bust.
I have pretty much the same across the board for a lot of the same reasons that you said. I actually do think Amaro has a shot to really prove himself, though. It'll be a little bit dicey, but it always is as they're starting out. But
Actually, Amaro is my bust. I've watched a couple UNC games, and Eric Ebron has impressed me in all of them. And so I think he's my superstar. He really looks the closest to a Jimmy Graham type guy.
I just think he's going to be like Pettigrew, you know, one of those guys who are high upside, just doesn't get it done.
Yeah, but even Pettigrew, his career is not over yet, so the jury's still out. But that being said, Austin Safarian Jenkins is my starter. But I think he'll be the best of them because what he brings is a blocking game. But just to quickly hit the defensive ones before we end our show, defensive end: Coney Ealy from Mizzou, Jadeveon Clowney, I don't know who he is, and Dee Ford from Lame University.
I actually think all these guys are going to be great, but if I have to choose one,
I agree. But
I think Clowney, obviously, because I think he just wasn't trying college because he knows he's going to be there, but he's such a stud. I got Ealy as my starter, and I think Dee Ford only because he goes to Auburn, because I think Dee Ford will be great.
I have Clowney as my superstar, Ford as my starter, and Ealy as my bust.
All right, well, this one's easy for me, and I say that. Clowney is going to be a starter. I think that what has him up high is his floor. As far as ceiling is concerned, Dee Ford is my superstar, and Ealy, I haven't seen enough of him to really make a point, so he's my bust. Outside linebacker, superstar, starter, bust: Khalil Mack from Buffalo, Anthony Barr from UCLA, Jeremiah Adeochu from Georgia Tech.
Anthony Barr, superstar, my favorite player of this group. Khalil Mack, starter, fantastic player, great pass rusher. And I teach over because he has to, because Barr and Mack are incredible.
I agree with everything you were saying on that. Straight across the board.
Well, I think the reason I put Adeochu, you probably are pointing out, like, why is this guy on the list? I think he'll be a starter.
Because he'll get drafted possibly by the Cardinals.
Yeah, he will. No, but he's
anything Cardinal
related. He's probably like the fourth or fifth best linebacker. But Khalil Mack, and he's a little raw. Anthony Barr, I agree, is going to be a superstar. And with our last one, we're sounding a little short-winded here, but with our last one, cornerback. So to end the show in our superstar starter bust segment, Darquez Dennard from Michigan State, Luchas Purifoy from Florida, or Justin Gilbert from Oklahoma State?
Okay, Gilbert, superstar, complete package, physical, 4.5 40, what you want in the NFL right now. Dennard, you have a slight speed concern, but he's great coverage, so I'd have him starter. And Purifoy, you thought he was going to be better at Florida. A lot of potential, he just wasn't that great, so my bust.
I have the same thing, and Gilbert is just scary.
Yeah, you know, I have exactly, but for the exact same reasons. This is probably one of the easier ones because each of these guys, you know exactly what you're getting out of them, I think. But that's it, the show. That's the show, guys. Thank you for tuning into the student section. We'll be back next Thursday, but make sure you listen to Friday's student section from 3 to 5, as well as the other student sections from 2 to 3 from Monday to Thursday. But again, thank you for listening, and roll tide, guys.